Okay, this is the one we talked about earlier on.
Yes.
The wine and biking. John Winter's favorite two pastimes. Drinking and biking. And if you do enjoy those two pastimes, the place to do it is the Niagara Gateways Wine Tours, which is a cycling tour with a number of stops along the way, for wine tasting, which is kind of unique. We had, we've talked about this before in the program, because my question has always been, how do you prevent people from getting inebriated and riding bikes? So yeah, we're about to find out, because joining us this morning from Niagara Gateways Wine Tour is Matt Reed. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Actually, it's Darren this morning. I see Matt probably is on a tour.
Matt has actually begun the tours, yes.
All right, Darren Rossi on the line with us. I'm a partner, a manager, whatever, from Gateways Wine Tours. All right, so before we get into it, first of all, I'm going to have to take a break here, but I do have a quick 30 seconds. I want to ask you a question. Is inebriation ever a problem?
No, it's never a problem. Most of our guests are very responsible. Okay. And the wineries are also pretty responsible with the amount that they're giving our guests.
Okay. Well, you probably have not had to host our producer, John Winters. but well, that's a whole other story. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. Darren, if you could sit tight with us for a couple of minutes, we'll be right back and talk about the Niagara Gateways Wine Tours in Niagara-on-the-Lake. More Journal after this, don't you dare go away.
Good morning, everybody.
A guest you heard on the radio?
Maybe you're out fishing and missed an episode. Want to catch up? Well, now you can. Facebook.com/Fishing Canada to learn more about your favorite outdoor shows, Fishing Canada Television, and Outdoor Journal Radio. Search the archive and download hundreds of radio episodes.
Like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at ODJ Radio.
And of course, listen live, the Outdoor Journal Radio Show. More than ever, your definitive guide to the great outdoors.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590. The Fan, I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie. We have Derek Brandeo and Jessica Ellis on the board. And joining us on the phone is Darren Rossi. He is with Niagara Gateways Wine Tours, Niagara on the Lake. And we just got over the first question I had for Darren regarding drinking too much while on these tours. Well, apparently that's not going to happen. So I feel much better about it already. All right. Talk to us about where's the base of operations for this?
So, first of all, the company is called NiagaraGetaways.com, and we are located at 1579 Four Mile Creek Road here in Virgil, Niagara on the Lake.
Gotcha. What did I call it?
Niagara Gateway.
Oh, well, that's close enough, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll go with that, sure.
Niagara Getaways Wine Tour.
There you go.
Okay, so give us assume that we are a couple of your guests, and what are you going to put us through? How do we start this thing?
So what you guys are going to do is you're going to arrive at our bike shop. We're going to greet you, and we're going to get you guys sized up for an appropriate bike for you guys, and okay, we're going to walk you through the tour with the maps that we provide everybody. And we let them know what experience they're going to expect at each of the wineries.
Now, what level of expertise is required at this point, Darren, in terms of bike riding? Can you accommodate a wide spectrum of experience?
Absolutely. We actually run into quite a few people, believe it or not, that tell us they haven't ridden a bike in 20 years or 15 years, and it's kind of entertaining to watch them get on the bike and pick it back up within about 2 seconds. It's that nice old thing.
Nice, so nice. How far are these rides? I mean, do you have different levels? Obviously, if somebody is in really good shape, I'm assuming that there are some that could take a person several miles away from where they start, and others who, like you just said, they mentioned folks who had not ridden in years. I would imagine those tours are a little shorter, or is it just standardized, same tour for everybody?
We can customize tours, but typically a round-trip tour is about 15 kilometers, and it takes approximately about 5 hours at a leisurely pace.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that works. That's just a nice size outing for sure. And so how many stops would this, let's say this 15-kilometer ride, how many stops would it make?
We set everybody up to stop at least five times at five different local wineries. Nice. But it is self-guided. So if you choose to pull the plug a little early, you're welcome to do that and maybe stop at three or four and then head back whenever you like.
Gotcha. Okay, so there is that ability to customize the experience along the route, which is
absolutely
really nice.
Yeah, we find a lot of our guests do enjoy spending a little bit more time at some than others, so that allows them that instead of the guided tours where you're kind of hurried through like cattle.
Yeah, now do they have to rent bikes from you, or can they bring their own?
No, you know what? They're welcome to bring their own, and we can also reduce prices for things like that.
Okay,
for
cool.
People.
And I'm assuming that these 15 kilometers are based both on road and trails, or is it all roads or trails?
Yeah, it's all roads, but it's basically the farming community down here in Niagara Lake. So they're all safe country roads with all flat terrain. So there's no issue with vehicles or anything like that. It's a nice, easy ride for people.
If you could capsulize the experience for us, what is the headline here? Is it the riding, or is it the wines, or is it the geography? Is it the, if you could, if one element stood above all others, what would it be for you?
Well, that's a tough one because our tour is so unique that it's, you know, you're biking in the prettiest town in Canada. So geographically, it's awesome that way for people. Also, in terms of the exercise piece, people are enjoying the, you know, nice ride out in the country, and the wineries are world-class wineries. So people enjoy the expertise or the experience at our local wineries here as well. So it's pretty tough to say about. Personally, for me, I like the wineries.
Perfect. So. Okay, cool. Is this a seasonal thing, or are you open all year round?
The biking piece is obviously seasonal, but we also offer van tours that take people through different lunch and wine and cheese tours and dinner tours. So we offer that as well.
Wow. Sounds fantastic. Can you give us an idea of cost? What would it cost somebody to jump on board?
Yeah, for a bike and wine tour is $69 plus tax. For a van tour, it varies. A cheese and wine tour, just taking you through four or five wineries, is also $69 plus tax per person. The lunch tour is $109 plus tax as well. And the dinner tour is $159 plus tax.
Well, you have a dinner tour. That would be cool.
Fantastic. We do, yeah. Takes you to great wineries as well, and nice spot for having dinner.
Of course, all this information is available at NiagaraGetaways.com, NiagaraGetaways.com, and they can book right there online, I'm assuming, Darren?
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Sounds fantastic, my friend. Looks like it's something Stephen and I are going to have to jump in on board here soon.
I'm down.
Yeah, next spring. Next spring, buddy.
You guys are more than welcome. We'd love to have you down here.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it, and we will talk to you again.
Okay, thanks, guys. Enjoy your day.
You too. Darren Rossi, owner, partner in Niagara Gateways Wine Tours, Niagara on the Lake.
Yes.
And, you know, that in itself, because most people that know me and listen to this program probably are saying, well, that seems kind of odd. You don't seem like a wine tour biking kind of guy.
Yeah, that's true.
But it doesn't depend on me. It's not about me. It's about our producer.